Radio 4. Saturday Night Theatre. We come now to the fourth play in an occasional series that traces the writing of science fiction from the turn of the century to the present day. Tonight's play is based on a novel by Arthur C. Clarke, written in 1961. A Fall of Moon Dust by Arthur C. Clarke, adapted for radio by Andrew Lynch, with David Buck as Captain Pat Harris, Barry Foster as Engineer Jim Lawrence, Roland Karam as Tourist Commissioner Davis, Bill Simpson as Commodore Hanstein, Richard Pearson as Dr. Lawson, James Aubrey as Morris Spencer, Libby Morris as Myrie Schuster, Harry Taub as Irving Schuster, and Jane Knowles as Stewardess Sue Wilkins. A Fall of Moondust.
Okay.
Welcome aboard, sir, madam.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hope the ship's big enough to take me, Irving. Seems awful small.
Stop worrying, Myra.
I just don't want to get stuck in a seat.
Everywhere we go, you say that. It's not happened yet.
There's always a first time.
Look, we didn't come all the way to the moon for you to get stuck in a seat. Just enjoy the cruise.
How long is the trip expected to last, young lady?
4 hours, madam.
Do we sit anywhere?
Yes, Selene has been designed to give a panoramic view for all its passengers.
Well, I'll stay here at the front, if you don't mind.
I'm sure you'll be very comfortable. Welcome aboard, sir.
Hello. Hi there.
Welcome aboard.
My name is Jayawardhana. Do I sit anywhere?
Just sit anywhere, sir. All seats have a perfect view.
Thank you.
Have you got room for your knees?
Ship-shaped, sir?
Yes, Captain Harris. Full compliment, as usual.
Good. Catering facilities checked?
Of course.
I'd like the seafood morning, if that's possible.
I'll see what I can do, Pat.
Good. I'll complete my pre-cruise checks.
Welcome aboard.
I hope I haven't kept you waiting, young lady.
No, sir. You are the last, but not late. Ah. You'll find a seat down on the right there.
Thank you. That'll be fine.
Excuse me. The young man in uniform who went through to the front...
Captain Harris has just gone to the bridge.
Are you the only two crew members?
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry. The Selene's a very simple ship to operate.
Don't think I'm making a fuss, miss, but... That door seems a bit flimsy. I mean, compared with an aircraft door back on Earth.
The moon creates her own conditions. Just relax and enjoy the trip. Selene's been through the most rigorous safety checks.
You okay, Myra?
Fine, Irving. These seats are very comfortable.
Yeah, it's a neat little ship.
I think that's one of the things I like best about the moon. Everything is so clean.
We're a long way from 39th.
New York's still home. I hope the apartment's okay.
David will look after everything.
Welcome aboard, Selene. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sue, and Captain Harris and I are pleased you could join us on the only sightseeing trip across a lunar sea. We shall be away from Port Roris about 4 hours, and our first objective will be Crater Lake, where we will have a breathtaking view of the mountains of inaccessibility. To reach our destination, we shall travel across the Sea of Thirst, ironically named because it is formed from the driest dust imaginable. A vacuum-packed souvenir awaits you at Port Roris on our return.
Right.
The surface temperature of the sea at this moment is around 300 below zero.
God, you wanted to get away from the heat, Myra.
We are rather proud of Selene. She's a unique craft even for the 21st century. Compact, extremely simple to operate, and her terminology will be familiar to most of you as it's taken from Earth maritime phraseology. We refer to her fore and aft, port, starboard, bridge, and portholes. She is propelled by electric motors that drive fans below the dust surface. But unlike conventional sea craft, there is no discomfort to be experienced by erratic motion. There are no waves, and seasickness is something we'll never experience. If during the trip you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. A three-course meal incorporated in the price of your cruise ticket will be served in about an hour and a half from now. Enjoy your trip, everyone, and I'll now hand you over to Captain Harris.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Captain Pat Harris speaking to you from the bridge. If you would care to swivel your seats to the rear, you will observe the domes of Port Roris dropping swiftly from the skyline.
Oh, isn't that a sight?
You have all no doubt observed the stars from the clarity of space and been dazzled by the face of the mother planet, but this is a new experience for you. We are now traveling on neither land nor sea or space, but a little of each. No sea on Earth could ever be as calm as this. We'll stop for a moment and let you experience how still and placid the lunar surface can be.
Isn't it so quiet and peaceful?
Ghostly, still grayness.
This is the real face of the moon. That view hasn't changed for billions of years. It's an enormous thought, isn't it? Now, just how far do you imagine the horizon is? Believe it or not, only 3 kilometers. It looks a couple of light years away, but if you could walk on this stuff, you'd be there in 20 minutes. We'll move on, and I'll leave Sue to explain how the sea was formed.
Most of the moon is covered by a thin layer of dust, usually no more than a few millimeters in depth. Some of the debris fell from the stars when meteorites rained on the unprotected surface over at least 5 billion years. Some has flaked from lunar rocks as they expanded and contracted in the fierce climatic conditions. It's more liquid than sand or anything similar. It flows quicker than syrup and just slower than water. Over the ages, it has flowed down from the mountains into the lowlands to form pools and lakes. The first explorers expected this, but the Sea of Thirst was a surprise because of its size. And ahead we now see the Mountains of Inaccessibility, so called because they are entirely surrounded by sea.
Have they ever been climbed?
No, they haven't. Aren't they a wonderful sight? I'll go through to the bridge and put the main lights out to give you a better view and leave you to take in the haunting beauty.
Look.
I've never seen anything like the entire
life. Just incredible. Wow.